All right, everybody, back here live on WrestleBus. We're still trying to get everything going. Sorry about that for the first one or whatever. I'm going to try Jessica. I'm going to try Nicolette Marie again one more time to see. Hopefully she picks up and she's able to hear me. Hey, Navon, is it ringing over there?
Hello?
Hey, Nicolette Marie, it's Fabi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, God darn it. Sorry about that for the people listening to us. I'm so sorry. We had a little bit of trouble at the beginning, but real quick, let me just start with this.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Fabi Chulo.
Hey, God bless Greg DeMarco if he can clean that up, because we were going back and forth. For some reason, I couldn't hear Nicolette Marie, but now I can hear first. Sounds like they're having a party in that other room over there, because I could hear a bunch of stuff going on. So hopefully they'll shut that down so we can go live here and talk to Danny Limelight Rivera. But before we get into that, real quick, Nicolette, I wanted to, you know, we got Danny Limelight Rivera coming up in about 5 minutes. We're going to talk a little bit later on in the broadcast or whatever, since I had to restart and get everything going again. But did you get a chance to see the AEW paper?
I did, yeah.
Well, real quick, give me your thoughts on that, because we talked a lot about this. I got a lot of emails and I got a lot of stuff calling over. Hold on one second, okay? Hold on, everybody. We're going to be right back after this.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
All right. Sorry about that, everybody. Just having just a slight bit of difficulty getting everything going because a lot of stuff can't hear and I'm going all over the place. But we got it set now. Nicolette Marie, are you still there?
I'm still here, Fabi, yeah.
So, sorry about that, but I wanted to talk about AEW because so many people got hurt and there were so many botched moves that happened in there. I definitely want to talk about that, but we got to get Danny Limelight Rivera on the air. So I'm going to shoot him a quick text, let him know that we're going to call because we're kind of running up against the clock now. So sorry, everybody, but I got to take another quick break so we can get Danny Limelight Rivera on the air. So everybody, hold on. Let's see what Denise Salcedo has to say. We'll be right back with Danny Limelight Rivera. Hold on, everybody.
Hey everyone, it's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a reminder of where and when to catch all of the great network content this week. Get the full lineup and listen to all of our shows in the podcast network section of LuchaCentral.com. On Tuesdays, Mass, Max, and Mayhem takes you inside the world of Lucha Underground as they take you weekly through the series with the benefit of hindsight and the benefit of special guests from the groundbreaking series. Check out the premiere video stream every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Lucha Central YouTube channel and at LuchaCentral.com. Then listen to it on your favorite podcast platform every Wednesday. Tuesday nights live is WrestleBot, where Fabi Chulo talks MMA and pro wrestling with special guest and listener Collins. Visit WrestleBossLive.com Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific to listen live or call in with questions or download the show on podcast platforms on Wednesdays. Wednesday nights live on Facebook, it's Spanish show La Mesa de los Margaros, giving you both the news and the chisme from around the lucha world. Special guests and a whole lot of fun make it one of the most talked about shows in Mexico. Thursdays, it's Straight Out of the Bodega with Papo Esco and PWR promoter Gabriel Ramirez, as they have guests from throughout the wrestling world pull up to give an inside look into their careers. From indie standouts to television superstars, each week brings a new name and perspective. On Friday, it's your double dose of Lucha Central weekly podcast, one in English y el otro en español, Lucha Central Weekly is where you'll find all the top stories of the week, both inside and out of the ring from Mexico and anywhere luchadores are in action across the globe. Be sure to subscribe and follow all your favorite Lucha Central Network series on your favorite podcast platforms, either by their own series name or subscribe to the Lucha Central Podcast Network show pages to get all of the shows in one easy feed. And please consider giving a rating to help more fans find the shows that you love. For now, this is Denise Salcedo signing off from Lucha Central Central. Have a great week.
How about that? A lot of stuff going on with Lucha Central, but you're here live on WrestleBoss. Got Nicolette Marie with me. Nicolette, can you still hear me?
I can still hear you, Fabi. Yeah, thank you.
Let's give Danny Limelight Rivera a call, and we'll work from there. Let's see. Hopefully he'll be able to pick that up right there. I'm sorry about that. Having a hard time today. Hopefully Greg DeMarco can help me out big time once this gets over there to you.
Hello?
Hey, Danny, it's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBoss with Lucha Central. Can you hear me, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, Lucha Central?
It's good. Good to hear. Real quick for the people listening, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live. Don't forget you can check us out every Tuesday from 7 to 8:30, as well as all the Lucha Central podcasts. On the line with us real quick, Danny Limelight Romero, somebody I've been wanting to talk to for quite some time, but my co-host with me, Nicolette Marie, is here. Nicolette Marie, say hi to Danny Limelight Rivera.
Hey, Danny Limelight, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, girl. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with you from OCCW days.
Oh, wow, that's a long time ago.
Right, yeah, and Radioactive days.
But see, this is...
Thank you.
This is what
How's
I'm saying.
Been?
I
been good? Hello?
Everybody's been good, but you know, I was going to say, I knew who Danny Limelight Rivera was, and I knew he was working with Championship Wrestling from Hollywood and stuff like that, but you know, then when I saw that he was working in New Japan, I'm like, dude, this dude really stepped up. I mean, that's huge. This is, well, let's put it this way. I've been in the business for 23 years or whatever, and WWE, of course, that's where everybody wants to be, but New Japan, to me, is the epitome of where you want to be as a pro wrestler. So we're going to get into a little bit about that, about how you got hooked up with that and worked your way in there. But, you know, when I was talking to Nicolette Marie before we had you on, she was telling me, yeah, you know, he used to be in the Marine Corps. He came up through there, and that's, I think, where he got all his toughness and stuff like that. So you were telling me that earlier, Nicolette Marie, and about his daughter and stuff like that?
Right, I was familiar with that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, that was correct, right? You were like drill sergeant in the Marine Corps? You were pretty big in ranks over there.
I did 10 years in the Marine Corps. I was an E6 staff sergeant, and I was a drill instructor.
Very good. See, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Well, let's put it this way. When I was coaching high school wrestling at Milliken, we had a kid that was there, and when he graduated, he went straight into the Marine Corps, Parris Island, South Carolina, something like that. And he went to, and did all his training, and when he had his first leave, he came home. And when he was working with the wrestlers over there, he was literally running circles around those dudes. I mean, that dude was in shape. So that's when I heard that. I said, well, no wonder, you know, Danny comes so far. So talk a little bit about that. I mean, that had to have helped you physically, discipline-wise, and everything to get you where you are today, right?
Yeah, definitely. I give a lot of credit to the Marine Corps and what it did for me in my life in those 10 years. You know, I joined when I was 17. I was fresh out of high school, didn't have any idea what I was going to do in this world. And it definitely, you know, mentally broke me down, built me back up, made me stronger mentally, emotionally, physically, my stamina, my endurance, all of that. It's paid dividends to the Marine Corps and the training they put me through. And then, you know, being able to have the opportunity to go back and then do that for recruits coming through as a drill instructor definitely sharpened my tools. And made it definitely an easy and smooth transition into the stunt world and the wrestling world.
Yeah, because Nicolette Marie was telling me about that too. You do some stunt work, and now that you're in New Japan, that you got to kind of put that on the back burner, right? Since you made it up to New Japan now, right?
No, I'm still afforded the opportunity to do what I want as a human and as a performer and an entertainer.
Uh-huh.
They haven't put any restrictions on what I can and can't do. You know, so I'm still working on projects. I'm still auditioning. I'm still shooting fight scenes and doing my own stuff like that. So it's pretty fun being able to do everything that I love. You know, after giving 10 years to the country, now I can just take this time on the back end of my life and do what I want. So it's been amazing.
Well, even with that being said, with the coronavirus and everything that's going on, have you still been able to get stunt work or whatever right now? Or is that still kind of on hold until they figure out what they're gonna do with this coronavirus?
Well, fortunately, I've been able to continue to maintain maintain myself, keep myself busy and stuff like that, maintain shape. And I have been able to do some work. You know, I'm also a writer and a producer. So when I'm not auditioning or booking roles, I'm writing my own projects and I'm shooting my own projects just to stay, you know, I don't want to say stay in shape because it's not a physical thing, but just to stay on my toes and stay, you know, prepared, ready at all times. So I have been filming. I have been working on a project during the coronavirus. Obviously, everything's been COVID precaution safe. You know, we took care of everybody, made sure people were tested that we were working with so nobody was getting sick. You know, masks, you know, filming, things like that. And same thing with New Japan and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. You know, they make us all get tested beforehand to keep us socially distanced when we're in the locker room, and they clean the ring before between every match. So it's great, man, being able to do what you love and having people take care of you.
Yeah, and well, real quick, let's step back a little, because I do remember when Danny Limelight was working for OCCW. I was just starting to taper off my relationship with OCCW as you came in. Tell us a little bit how you got the coming from the Marines, and then did you actually live in New York and then make the trek over to California, or how did all that come about?
I was born and raised in New York my whole life. I joined the Marine Corps from New York. From there, I went to Japan. I lived in Japan, did a few deployments to different countries, and then landed in San Diego, California, where I was a drone instructor at. And then when I left the Marine Corps, I stood in Los Angeles and Hollywood to follow my dreams as an actor and a stuntman, as well as professional wrestling, because I think the SoCal wrestling scene is the hottest. So you know, I started training at one company. Didn't work out, and then I started just finding other ways to train, other ways to wrestle, and I started wrestling, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday very consistently all around. I was fortunate to train with Mariachi Loco and Lil Cholo down at the OCCW area. And that's what really helped me take my game to the next level. I wouldn't say OCCW, but definitely working with Mariachi and working with Cholo, two legends in SoCal, in my opinion. They don't get enough credit. You know, I started, you know, getting better and better in the ring. And I started wrestling a lot more. And you know, I did a few things with OCCW, but that didn't work out either. And I just continued to make waves, you know, and follow my own path, carve my own name into SoCal wrestling scene.
And how did you
get? As well as just everywhere.
How'd you get to Championship Wrestling from Hollywood? Is that Marquez that runs that out there?
That's David Marquez. I want to take a second, man, to give a shout out to David Marquez, because he's definitely somebody that made my career what it was. You know, when my first wrestling school kind of cut me off and didn't want me to train there or wrestle no more, they tried to blacklist me all over SoCal, and they told people not to book me. And, you know, they tried to throw dirt on my name, and Marquez called me immediately. So told me he had something that he wanted me to do with Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. He wanted to team me up with Seville, who became Los Primos Rivera. And I was wrestling on TV in 9 to 10 months in the business.
Man, it's funny, Nicolette Marie, how everybody knows everybody, but yet I don't know Danny that much, because Marquez was a huge part of me too, because I was getting older and he knew Joe Schmo, who was a producer and did a lot of radio stuff for UPW when UPW was around. And he said, "Hey, man, hook up with Joe Schmo. That guy's smart. He knows how to produce. He knows what he's doing." And now I've been doing a podcast radio for like almost 17 years now. So it's just funny how everybody kind of knows everybody and gets like that. And
Danny, how did the whole thing come about with you and Matt Vandergriff as far as Radioactive? You guys had a long drive somewhere and you guys were listening to the song by Imagine Dragons on the way. Is that how it came about?
No, that's not how it came about. More so, you know, me and Matt, we would carpool together to places. You know, Matt is an awesome kid, great talent. I think it really started, we had a few matches. We was in a Fatal 4-Way in San Diego, and then we was in another match in a different show in L.A., and then we had, like, a feud at a different company where they started having us have, like, best-of-series matches, and then we were having a best-of-series match at Inoki Dojo. So we was just wrestling each other over and over, just having these matches where, like, at the end of the matches, fans were, like, throwing money into the ring for me and Matt. And then we went and we had, like, a tag match that we didn't plan. It was me and him teamed up against somebody else. And I was like, bro, like, what if we actually did this, you know? At the time, I was running with the Year of the Spider gimmick and, you know, Radioactive Spider. And Matt was just, you know, so talented, so gifted with the aerial stuff. And we complimented each other very well. And we just decided to team. Unfortunately, it was short-lived. We only did a couple tag team matches. It was just, you know, he had ended up moving to Vegas. And, you know, I started going down a different path in my wrestling career. I started taking a lot more singles bookings. I was a lot more doing stuff, a lot more things out of state. And we just couldn't maintain the tag team division. And then he found, you know, what I believe is a better fit for him, partnering with Damian Drake. I think they're great together. So he went and he did that. And I just continued my singles run everywhere else. And it was a good time. It was fun. We had a lot of long drives together. We carpooled everywhere. You know, he stood at my place whenever he needed somewhere to crash. It was just like a brother, like a little brother to me, I think. And it was fun. It was good times.
I'm glad you broke down that story because I look at what the different page I was on. I did not know that. So that's good. Thank you for bringing that up.
Of course, no worries.
There's no substitute for experience, you know, working all over. So you actually worked at Inoki Dojo. So is that with Durango Kid?
Durango Kid, yep.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. How was that? Because those guys are starting to emerge as one of the top independent companies too. Do they call you and say, hey man, we like your stuff. We want you to come over and say, hey man, I got this. And, you know, let me come work, try out or whatever. How does that work?
Well, I didn't have to try out, but
that's what I mean.
Eli Everfly, my boy Eli, connected me with Labertino. He's a great friend of mine to this day now, and Labertino pretty much, you know, said he had something for me. I came, I did my thing. They liked me, you know, and they just kept bringing me back. You know, it was fun. It's a cool little company to have out here. You know,
yeah.
A lot of talent comes through there that don't get enough exposure, so it's a cool place for people to come and start just working on their craft, and that's what I used it for. You know, I used it as a place to wrestle every Sunday when I wasn't taping with Hollywood, and just keep working on my moveset and things like that.
Yeah, sharpen those tools and tryout is, you know, that's just a lack of a better term or whatever, because I didn't have to try out, but you know they say, hey, come and work over here, because we've actually went to a few shows over there, and again, I teamed with Durango and I wrestled Damien and Halloween, and god dang, that was probably 1998, maybe. That was a long time ago, but yeah. I always enjoyed working with him because I could do the heavy lifting, and then he would just, you know, do the flips or whatever and take them out, and it worked really well. So that's what I'm saying, there's no substitute for experience. The more people that you work with, the more dojos that you work at or whatever, you get that experience. Now tell us about New Japan. Now, I know Rocky Romero, and I'll give you another scenario too. When Rocky and Ricky Reyes were first coming up in the business, they were working for EWF, and this is, God, we're talking probably early 2000, 1998 to early 2000, and I was the only one who had a black box, and we used to watch the ECW pay-per-views over here. So in Nicolette Marie's room, which is still here today, it was myself, Samoa Joe, Michael Parks, Rocky Romero, Ricky Reyes, and I think CM Punk came by, but he didn't stay to watch pay-per-view. He came with Joe one day. But we all used to watch the pay-per-view together. And Rocky and them were just young. They were, you know, young kids in the sport. So they paid their dues big time hanging with us. And then, you know, he went on to be a big part of New Japan. Now, is that who you know, because let's put it this way. Before, back in the day, when Superboy was working for Michinoku Pro and Christopher Daniels, you used to have a friend, and you would give him a VHS tape and say, hey, can you take this to Michinoku Pro and you know, see if they like me and I want to get out there or whatever. But nowadays, with you know, internet and stuff like that, you say, hey, man, go to my YouTube page and you can check out some of my matches. How did all that come about? Because honestly, dude, that to me, that's huge. That's like the pinnacle for me.
Yeah, 100%. New Japan is the biggest thing I've done in my career. I owe all of it to David Marquez and Rocky Romero. David Marquez obviously pulled me into Hollywood when I was a little green boy. And he took care of me, you know, and I met Rocky Romero at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. He had won the PP3 Cup that year or the year after that. And I just became like a student, just trying to ask him as many questions as I could, like learn from him, watching his stuff. And then, you know, as I worked hard and continued to grind, you know, Marquez kept giving me opportunities to showcase my talent. That took me to Impact when I had my exhibition match at Impact for the title. And then, you know, just kept grinding until Rocky hit me up and he invited me out to the New Japan tryout. And that happened this last fall. And I went there, and it was me and Mysterioso. We teamed against the Regal Twins. We had a tag match. It was fun. It was great. Love the Regal Twins. Great guys. And then from there, he had hit me up, and he told me, you know, he gave me my feedback, what he liked, what I needed to work on, what he didn't like. And he said he wanted to let me know. He'll let me know when we was ready to rock. And he hit me up, and he said he wanted to bring you in for Lions Break Collision. I showed up, my first match, my debut in New Japan, but DJ Perkins.
Yeah, your debut was against TJ Perkins. That's amazing.
Yeah, great friend of mine, great mentor, somebody else that I can hit up at any time of the day with TJ, and I can send him a match link, and he'll watch it and send me back feedback. So shout out to TJ Perkins. But back to Rocky. Yeah. I have a match September 11th, this Friday, me one-on-one with Rocky Romero. So,
that's awesome.
It's coming full circle from him, you know, seeing me when I was just this young kid at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, you know, wanting to get to know him, to come into his tryouts, to wrestling and his with his people, his young lions, you know, and now I'm in the ring with him one-on-one, and I'm just so grateful and honored that I'm getting this opportunity, and more so thankful because now I get to get into the ring and show Rocky what I know and what he's going to learn is that I am one of the hottest upcoming free agents in the wrestling scene today, and I'm going to show everybody this Friday why.
Man, that's huge. I mean, I'm telling you, man, not just because you're on the show, and you know, we appreciate you coming on, but just it just shows you that hard work pays off. If you stay consistent, like if some dojo says, we don't, you know, we're not going to book you anymore because of whatever reason or whatever, and instead of saying, well, forget it, I'm going to try something else and stick with it and keep going, I mean, that's huge. That says a lot for Danny Limelight Rivera. I think it's great, man. I only had a chance to check out one match when you wrestled with Jordan Clearwater or whatever, but I'll definitely be checking this one out or whatever. We'll be going.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. Hey, Danny, do you want to plug your pro wrestling tees really quick before you hang up?
I just want to thank you guys first off for having me on the show. It was great. Wish we had more time, but this is awesome. I can be found anywhere on Twitter or Instagram at Danny Limelight. I'm not hard to find. And in my pro wrestling tees store, it's prowrestlingtees.com/Danny Limelight. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's been fun. And until next time.
Yeah, I saw some of those t-shirts. They're pretty cool. Hey, man, best of luck for you. But what can I say? Well deserved, man. What you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So that's why, you know, I can honestly say, man, that's great. So for the people listeners, check out Danny Limelight Rivera doing great things. Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we can talk to you again real soon. Please tell Rocky that you talked to Fabiano, and he said hi, and we hopefully maybe he could bring you, and we can watch one of the pay-per-views at my house sometime. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. Danny Limelight Rivera, everybody.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, guys.
Coming on. We'll be right back after this. Danny Limelight Rivera, everybody.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
I need Michael Parks to call me, but I don't have to on my phone while I'm on the air. Can you pull up his number on this?
Yes.
Yes.
We're back live at
Sorry about that, everybody. I had to switch something out to a different microphone and stuff like that. But, you know, Nicolette Marie, I got to tell you, man, that just to be where he came from and to get something like New Japan is huge, because what they have going on right now is they have the guys that are from this area working out here. TJ Perkins, Danny Limelight Rivera, Rocky Romero, Adrian Quest, people like that. And they've even Carl Fredericks. I mean, dude, Nicolette Marie, when you start just taking Danny Limelight Rivera as an example, when you start working with people like Carl Fredericks, TJ Perkins, Rocky Romero, I mean, to me, that's a big step up.
Oh, that's so amazing. Yeah. And I think, like you said, too, very well deserved. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. So he's wrestling Rocky this Friday. But if you go to the New Japan website and check it out, it shows in Japan, like, the guys out there are wrestling, like, wherever, like, Tokyo Dome or the big stadiums right now because of the COVID and things of that nature. But out here, they're not even really saying where they're wrestling at, I guess because, you know, you can't have any fans and due to the COVID or whatever. So I'm just taking a wild guess, but I'm thinking it should be, like, at the LA Dojo or something like that. But that's huge. But guys like Brody King are out in Japan working out there. So I don't know how that works, what the separate sections are or whatever. Trying to get a hold of Rocky is like trying to get a hold of the president himself because he's so busy. They kind of call him the coach or whatever. So
I do believe, honestly, that Rocky is a good mentor. The few times that I've seen Rocky when you've had him on other podcasts and he's given me advice, he's really good mentor.
Yeah, yeah, and he's I think that's, I don't want to say his niche because he's still a heck of a wrestler, but I think that's his niche. Like he'll spot somebody and he'll go, yeah, man, I think we put this guy against this guy. This is gonna put on a show or whatever. Because like I said before, when what's his name that came out of Santino Brothers? It's at Ring of Honor now. I always say.
Oh, Tyler Bateman, right? Is it him?
Tyler Bateman. Yeah. When I saw him at Santino's, which I said many times, not I'm not putting anybody down or anything, but when I saw him, I'm like, well, they had the belt on him. Santino's had the belt on him at the time. And I'm like, I don't understand his gimmick. I don't see it. But he said, well, he's wrestling Rocky on the next dojo show or whatever. So we went to go check that show out. And when Rocky wrestled him, man, they put on a show. I mean, it was totally different. I mean, that was a heck of a dance partner. So that's the point I'm trying to make. Somebody like Rocky, for lack of a better term, will shine you up big time, you know, and get you to where you want to go. Now, I don't know how you can get to check out some of these shows, because when I saw that Adrian Quest was over there, I'm a big Carl Fredericks fan. When we saw him wrestle the opening match when they had it over here at the Pyramid, I mean, it was some hard-hitting stuff. I mean, you come out of that L.A. dojo, but those guys are coming out pretty strong, right, Nicolette?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think, too, when you – even walking in, like, as a fan and then walking in with the weight on your shoulders of, like, I want to come out as a New Japan wrestler, and you know that one of the instructors is Shibata, I think that you really pull yourself together at that point.
Shibata, who stands at the end of the walkway with the big kendo stick and watches your match from the time you come out to the time you get back?
Right, yes, that is Shibata. That's what I feel like. I need Shibata as like a diet trainer. Like, Nicolette, if you're going to eat the bagel, that's bread, you're going to get hit with the kendo stick. Okay, I won't do that, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because in his first debut, Danny Light Rivera wrestled Jordan Clearwater. I got to see some clips from that, which was pretty good. But then it was Danny Limelight Rivera and the DKC against Rocky Romero and Adrian Quest. Now, I haven't got to check that one out yet because I was at work, so I wasn't able to.
I know. I've only seen the highlights.
I would like to check that out. You know, I think they should give us a little more action. I mean, I wouldn't – well, let's put it this way. Would you pay, let's say, $40 to check out a pay-per-view with those guys? Because I sure would.
Ooh, I might, yeah, because I feel like those are, like, all my friends. Like, I'd be like, I know these people. Like, I've seen them come up in the independents, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I'm gonna call Michael Parks because for the people listening, was Michael Parks is somebody who he runs a company called United Wrestling Council, which is still getting up off the ground. And he's been to both shows while we were there at the Lucha shows. I mean, at the New Japan shows, and we talked a lot about that, about this guy. And he's done many shows. He did the big show years ago where he brought in Psicosis, Damian, Rey Mysterio Sr., and Halloween, and all that. So you know what? Nicolette, let's take a quick break. And you know what? I'll bring in Mike for the news because I got so much wrestling news to talk about. Plus, I would really, really like to get your guys' perspective on Matt Hardy almost splitting his head open.
Okay.
What's that guy's name? He used to wrestle as Evan Bo- Matt Sydal or whatever.
Yes.
Boxing his inverted boots.
And let's talk about the Battle Royal, too, because I really wanted to see Eddie Kingston go over, but Lance Archer went over.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. We'll give him a call, and then we'll come back and talk all about that when we come back. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back after this.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to Lucha-Masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited luchacentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe, And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, everybody. Back here live at WrestleBoss. I got Nicolette Marie with me. Don't forget to check out every Tuesday from 7 to 8:30. I had a little trouble getting everything together. I'm still having problems and whatever, so please forgive me. And Greg DeMarco, God bless you, man, if you can clean up this mess. I'm going to, you know, we had Danny Limelight Rivera on, who's working in New Japan, and not just little one shot here and there. He's been, like, on a program over there, which is huge. So, you know, it's funny because a lot of times, Nicolette Marie, when I have somebody like Danny Limelight Rivera, wrestler, locked in, my MMA guys kind of play. Oh, I forgot I'm training this day or whatever. Well, first of all, Nicolette Marie, we were supposed to have Bampido.
Oh, that's right.
His,
yeah.
Director on. And they, oh, yeah, no problem. 7:15, that's fine or whatever. And then I didn't hear from him for 4 days. So I called Kevin on Saturday and I said, hey, man, you know, I got him booked, but I haven't heard from anybody. You know, I don't want to, you know, not. He said, don't worry about it. If you want to book Danny Limelight, just go ahead. So his PR guy or whatever, he sent me an email yesterday at 7 o'clock at night. And I said, man, I'm so sorry, but I already booked somebody else, you know, or whatever. So I don't know if we're still going to be able to get him or whatever. So if we have a little bit of time, Nicolette, we'll talk a little bit about Bampido and his documentary. But let me give Michael Parks a call. I want him to sit in for the news because I got a lot to talk about. So hopefully he'll recognize the number.
Okay.
He's going, wait, what the heck? Man, it's Friday night.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Mike, it's Fabi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
Okay, it's good. Real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live with Fabi Chulo. I got Nicolette Marie with me. I've had a little bit of trouble getting everything going, but we're starting to roll now. We're rolling like Oprah. But, you know, we just got finished talking to Danny Limelight Rivera. But on the line with me now, I wanted to give this guy a call so he could sit in with us for the news, for the wrestling news, because my MMA person, you know, not Flake, but he did call me and say, hey, man, I'm sorry, I forgot I have some training classes to do, but we'll get him back on after next week. Michael Parks, for the people listening to us, that we're talking in between the commercials, he's a co-owner of United Wrestling Council. Mike, we're telling him how you put on a show with, you know, Damien and Halloween and Rey Mysterio and all how it went, and you know, talked a little bit about that. So I wanted to bring you in because there's a lot I want to talk about, and I like to bounce it off of people who know because they're familiar with the business. Danny Limelight Rivera was just on, and we were talking, and I was telling him, you know, that's huge. He's wrestling like Rocky Romero, Adrian Quest, Carl Fredericks, people like that out here on the LA scene. So, of course, you know, everybody wants to get to WWE. I mean, that's why everybody's in line. But to me, the pinnacle, I mean, if I was a wrestler in this day and age, just to be working in New Japan is huge. I mean, I think to me that is the pinnacle of an independent wrestler at this point. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, yeah. I think New Japan is, and I know there's going to be people that's probably going to message you after I say this, but New Japan is far and above WWE right now.
Yeah.
When it comes to the action, and if you're an independent wrestler and you know you really want to learn the business, New Japan is where you want to. You know, if you want to learn showbiz and get into the entertainment business, well then WWE is where you want to go.
Well, we're gonna talk about that, okay? But real quick, Nicolette Marie, I'll pose this question to you.
Okay.
It's funny because I hadn't seen Mike in a while, and I saw him at the first New Japan show that we went to at the Pyramid. And then the second one that we went to that they had out there at the Long Beach Pyramid, which is Cal State Long Beach, you know, we met Mike in the parking lot. We all sat together, and we all watched the show. Now, the first one was great. But the second one where we were sitting, you know, props to Rocky Romero for taking care of Nicolette and I. Michael Parks actually paid, so, you know, needs
paid. That's right.
He paid for his ticket. It's funny how we were sitting by each other and didn't even know. Your tickets were right by ours. But we were a little bit closer. We were standing where all the faces came out. And I got to tell you, man, there was not one match that I wasn't entertained. I mean, when Marty Scurll wrestled, what's his name, the guy that does all the flips. What's his name, Mike?
Ospreay.
Oh, Will Ospreay.
I thought that was one of the best matches I've seen. It had entertainment. It was hard hitting, you know, flips and stuff like that. And it was far and away one of the best matches that I've seen. So,
Bobby, let me say this though, for everybody listening tonight on WrestleBoss too, I saw a couple people, because we were about, Mike was in like the third row and we were in the fourth row. And I saw some people walking down there to go shake hands with people when wrestlers were walking out. And I said, I'm going to go over there and see if I can try to shake somebody's hand. So I went down there and the security guard was like, oh, he's like, you want to stay down here? And I was like, yeah, please. I want to say his name is like Justin or something like that, because I still keep in contact with him. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I'll tell my buddy. He's like, I'm going to go on my lunch break. He's like, you could come down here, okay? He's like, I got you. So I was like the first person down there. And then Fabi was like, man, you see all these people? They're like marking out for people. And he's like, look it, there's Jessica right there in the front row. But I got so many good pictures. I got to meet so many people. It was so awesome. I need to find that guy's name so I can give him a shout out.
If you pull up,
I know that's
that
right.
Where Will Ospreay wrestled Marty Scurll, when they show his ring entrance, Nicolette Marie is right there. She got a good 3-4 seconds of airtime.
I did, yeah.
as he was coming out. So if you could see that. But even guys like Juice Robinson and stuff, the matches were really good. So Mike and I were talking.
You know,
like,
you know,
there's not one match the way. And Mike, you know me, I leave. I don't want to sit in traffic, so I'll leave early. But we stayed for the whole show because I had to see, the whole show. I thought it was great, right?
And you know what? Even the Young Lions match that match was good because it was hard hitting and you know, I guess for me watching the YouTube channel of them training and then watching their match, it's like, dude, this is what they dreamed of doing was coming to New Japan, and now look at them.
Yep.
Now look at them. So
let me
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me give you the lineup. Okay, it sucks that they don't they don't have a live audience. Because we just finished talking to Danny Limelight Rivera. So they're in the second match. The opening match is TJ Perkins and ACH versus Adrian Quest and Logan Regal, who I'm not too familiar with Logan Regal. But still, I mean, that's huge. And then the second match is Rocky Romero versus Danny Limelight Rivera, who we just had on. That's going to be huge. But then it's Dave Finley, who is Fit Finley's son, and PJ Black versus the Gorillas of Destiny, the Samoanos that were, when they wrestled Cody Rhodes and them, they put on the show. And then in the main event, it's Jeff Cobb versus Kenta. Dude, tell me that's not
a Jeff Cobb.
Yeah.
That's going to be, that's going to be a match, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that Kenta went back home and is actually being able to show, who he is, because I thought he was going to be able to do the same thing in NXT, and they really handcuffed him like they're doing Kushida right now.
Yeah,
so
I don't think they know how to use him.
They really don't.
I don't think they know what dance partner to give them, so that they'll shine. I just think they don't. I'm sorry. I don't. I know a few people up there, but but to put Jeff Cobb against Kenta, that's a match I'd like to see. Because Kent is hard hitting, but Jeff Cobb is no joke. That dude at 265, 270 will do a standing moonsault, or toss you like a salad or whatever. But anyway,
he's a brick house.
We were talking about that too. If they put that on some sort of pay per view, I would definitely buy it. I mean, would you, right, Mike?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. So.
Anytime you can get New Japan out here, man, it's plus. for us.
It just,
you know,
it just sucks with this COVID that, you know, we're not able to do anything or whatever. But that being said, which is huge, I actually paid to get the pay-per-view this last weekend, the AEW pay-per-view. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Nicolette and I both have a lot to say about that pay-per-view, and I want to run some stuff off of Michael Parks so we can get some of that in there. So real quick, everybody hang on. We'll be right back after this. We'll talk some AEW and maybe a little NXT. Hang on, everybody.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to Lucha-Masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited luchacentral.com, it's time to do it. Luchacentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Talking a little bit about some New Japan Pro Wrestling. But for the people listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBot Live with Bobby Chulo. I wanted to get this guy in for the news because he's got so much to talk about. Michael Parks, co-owner of the United Wrestling Council. Over here in SoCal. Now, we talked a little bit about this in the opening, Mike. You know, Mike's familiar with the radio shows, and sometimes if this goes out, you got to switch over to your phone and stuff like that. So we're trying to make sure we get everything. We had a little bit of problem. So now, going on, pay per view. And I'll let Nicolette chime in on this, was because Thunder Rosa was coming on, and she got her shot at. I thought the match was pretty good. I thought she did really well. I was 99% sure that she wasn't going to go over for that belt because she's the NWA champion. But what did you think of that match?
You know, Fabi, I just texted you too. The call is dropping. I'm catching bits and pieces, but I will finish out this, though. The Thunder Rosa match, I did enjoy it. I thought it was very good. I haven't seen Thunder Rosa work much in person, but I have seen, like, her vlogs and everything, like I said, on a couple of the other shows. It was nice to see the women wrestle for a little bit longer than 8 minutes. I read on Twitter that AEW was getting a lot of backlash for that because they were giving the women's matches such little time. Some matches did run very long. My opinion very quick on the Matt Hardy-Sammy Guevara match, went on way too long. I was surprised that it kept on going. Another thing, too, like I talked about when I said, I think that when independent wrestling does come back, I know that Orange County just got approved. People are going to be, and I don't know how to say it in English, but people are going to be very travieso in the ring, and you need to be careful because people are just going to be like, let's do this, because we haven't did it in so long. You know how, like, we joke about, like, okay, let's do a moonsault off the top rope, let's do a power driver on the cement. People really are going to try to push the limits because there hasn't been wrestling in the game for so long. So as soon as you get back, you want to do something so hardcore. Sammy Guevara is very young in his career, too, to be doing things like that. Yeah, he got far at a young age, but...
I don't know what made them get to that point or whatever. But hold on. So You can still hear me, right?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, Michael Parks, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, the whole reason that I got the pay-per-view was to watch Thunder Rosa, and she dominated the champion until the end. But then when she wrestled on Wednesday, she took more punishment on Wednesday from Deebs than she did the champ. I'm like, what are they doing? And then, okay, we talk about the match with Matt Hardy. What, Michael Parks, what business do you have getting on a scissor jack and going up and coming off? I mean, that just reeks of a possible accident happening, which it actually did. Now, did you see that?
Yeah. Again, you know what? I know this is going to sound old school, but if your wrestling can't tell a story, because you don't need all those, oh my gosh, high spots.
Yeah.
Number one, I mean, let's just be honest. You don't have insurance coverage for that. You know what I mean? You're putting your body on the line for you, not you know, it's and I don't think I just have so many thoughts on this.
Not to pull back the curtain so much, but you know, we've put on shows and you have to have insurance. So I don't know how they would say, you know, if something happened, they would go, well, we're not going to cover that, because who the hell told you to go on a scissor jack and jump off that thing or whatever? You know, they don't need it. I don't know why they're trying so hard. I don't know what it is. First of all, she never got to that point in the beginning. They could have just did a regular street match or bull rope match or something. But then, what's his name? Evan Courageous or whatever, or Matt Sydal, is that his regular name or whatever? In the battle royal, he went to do an inverted moonsault, and dude, he slipped right off that rope. I don't know if they were wet or if somebody had too much baby oil on or whatever, but you can tell when something is botched, because that foot slipped right out, and luckily he landed on his back, but he did hit his shoulder on the ropes or whatever. But not only that, I don't even know the guy's name that he ended up, his foot hit him in the mouth and made him bite his tongue to where it was bleeding or whatever. But I mean, it's just reckless. I mean, and I don't think they need it. Mike, do you agree, or is it just me?
Yeah, no, it's not just you. No, there's a lot of stuff that's not. It's just
what happened.
Because I mean, you know, maybe I'm wrong in this thought, but you know, a lot of guys, if you can't hold somebody, if you're not strong enough, in some of the spots that I see, if you're not strong enough to pick somebody up, you shouldn't be doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a you problem. That's a you get in the gym and you got to get a little bit bigger, because you can't be trying. You can't. This isn't wrestling now, man. This is stuntman work, and this isn't good.
Yeah. And you didn't hit it. You only get one take.
Yeah.
If you don't get it right, that's it. Because he was out. Matt Hardy was out. Right? You could see
Sammy Guevara
was trying to pick him up, and there was nothing. It was just dead weight. So they should have stopped it. I don't know why they didn't just stop it right there. Okay, take it as a loss and keep going. They were risking further damage to keep going or whatever, and they don't mean it. I don't get it. And we've talked about this before, and Nicolette Marie, I have beaten a dead horse, because we're going to go back to New Japan. When Cody Rhodes was in New Japan and his wife, Nicolette, what's his wife's name?
Brandi Rhodes.
Brandi Rhodes. When they were heels in Japan and they wrestled against the Guerrillas of Destiny, I forget who, I think Cody's partner might have been Hangman Page or something. I don't remember. But they healed it up so good that they wanted to kill him. They did a spot where Brandi covered, you know, they had him all beat up and Brandi covered him, and the Samoans just stayed and did the splash anyway. And I mean, the people went nuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, such a good heel. He played to the crowd. He worked. He took some bumps. He did, I mean, really used Brandy perfect. I tell Nicolette Rieko, that's who you should watch because she knows how to work that crowd and either get everybody mad so that they go home happy when they kill her or they want to see more. So let me take this around the horn real quick. And for the people listening to this, you're here at WrestleBoss Live with Bobby Chulo. We're talking to Michael Parks and, of course, Nicolette Marie. So I'll ask Nicolette Marie first. What do you think happened, Nicolette Marie, from that time where they were working so well together as a heel to where now they're throwing people off of scissor jacks?
I kind of think, too, that AEW is going extreme right now because I believe that they're the only fed that's running with a little bit of crowd. WWE yeah. still cannot have a crowd. They're taking people via Zoom session for a spot, right? There's no crowd. Who else? I don't even think New Japan, right? They're filming in front of no audience. Championship yeah. Wrestling from Hollywood, no audience, right? So I think that they're very stoked that they're the only fed running with audience, and they got to keep on putting that on to be like, you guys want to come back. You guys want to buy more tickets, right? You guys could be a part of history that, you know, one of the Hardy brothers almost died. You know, and you're like, yeah, I want to see it. You know, yeah, wow, a death match, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And then the Young Bucks, who are one of the, you know, when they started doing those pay-per-views, like the All-In pay-per-view and the big ones when they first started, before they even became AEW, when it was just Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Hangman Page, and Kenny Omega, when they were doing those pay-per-views in Chicago, they were huge. They were great. And I just don't know what happened. So answer me this, Michael Parks. You had the Young Bucks, who are the main, like for lack of a better term, like the hood ornament without the belt for AEW. They went against Jurassic Park or Jurassic Express or whatever. Don't you think for a pay-per-view they could have stepped it up a little bit more?
Well, maybe they're trying to allow the younger guys to get a little bit more exposure by wrestling the, you know, the big boys. I'm at a loss of words because, you know, do you really want to see Kenny Omega and Adam and
Hangman Page
first, the Young Bucks again? You want to see them again? Wrestle Kenny Omega
yeah.
and Hangman Page? No,
yeah.
I'd rather see them wrestle the new tag team champs. You know,
I'd rather see them wrestle Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega. I mean, that would, we saw that in person. That blew the roof off that place. There were so many unexpected spots, you know, there or whatever. Now, I don't know if they, because they used to have a working relationship with New Japan, because when they did their Madison Square Garden, they brought a lot of guys from New Japan. But you know, for something major like that, they should have stepped out of the comfort zone and really, I know they're trying to build their people up, but they could have made it a three-way with Jurassic Express. The Young Bucks have brought one of those teams over and really blew the roof off the team and gave Jurassic Express a dance partner. But real quick, Mike, to me, I think that big dude, the green iguana dude or whatever his name is, I think if they took that stupid, silly mask off of him and just maybe just put the face paint, I think they can make money with that. I could see that guy.
It even seems like he struggles to wrestle with that mask. Like it's a plastic mask with a strap on it that keeps on like falling off any move that he does. Yeah.
Yeah, or go see Manuel. And
Heroes,
go see Kiros. He'll make you a nice mask, dude, that doesn't come off or whatever. But, I mean, it makes sense, right? Don't you think they could make a little bit more with that guy? Because just the gimmick seems kind of silly instead of being like a serious wrestler. Mike, do you agree or is it just me?
You know what? I'm going to have to say on this one, it's probably just you because that character is over. Am I lying?
I'm not
disagreeing. Look, I agree to disagree with you because he's over. They like him.
Yeah, they do.
And how long
they do?
And how long did it take him to get over for people? You know, to have this character and then to finally get it over and then say I'm gonna kill it so I can get a better push without this makeup. Well, then it would have been a waste of time. Luchasaurus.
Yeah. Is it?
It would have been a waste of time.
Let me put this out. I'll do a PSA right here. Luchasaurus, because he worked out here in the valley for MPW a few times, so I know he's familiar with the area. Come on down, dude. We'll take you to Kiro's. He'll fit you. He'll make you the Luchasaurus mask that people will just go nuts over. So we'll help you out. Just come on down, because that other mask, maybe it's over, but it just keeps falling off, you know, or it'll go to the side, mess him up or whatever. I have a question for both of you. Go for it.
Is tag team wrestling losing its flash? Has it lost its flash?
Yes.
Do people
I haven't picked up on that.
100%.
Yeah.
Is it like somebody is carrying somebody at this point now?
You know what? I don't know. Nicolette, it doesn't seem like it's as important as it used to be. You know, it just doesn't seem like it really does, and it sucks.
Let's put it this way: Kevin Kleinrock, who runs, you know, Lucha Central, and him and Ruben Zamora, who do the Lucha Expo. Unfortunately, Michael Parks hasn't been to either one. But I mean, and I can tell you this, not just because you know I work for Kevin, but both Nicolette and I have been to both Lucha Expos, okay? And the matchup they had there were amazing. I stayed up to watch. They reunited the Mexicos, Juventud Guerrera, Psicosis, and Super Crazy to wrestle Rey Fénix, Penta Cerro, and Rey Mysterio Jr. Dude, how can you go wrong with a match like that? And it was everything that I thought it was going to be. Every match there, but they had Solar and Solar Jr. against Damien and Bestia. You know, just stuff that you go, damn, I want to see what happens with that match or whatever. So if you have the right person doing it,
it'll work. That was Lucha Libre. I'm talking about the other major American promotions. Why does it seem like tag team wrestling is like in WWE, even though they're trying to showcase it now because they're supposed to be having a champion versus champion? I don't think McMahon likes that. Nicolette, what is your opinion on this?
You know what I told Fabi that I did not like too? I know I just like joined in the last part, but I did not enjoy whoever they had the whole Mysterio family run out and beat somebody with a Kendo stick.
It's just like now
we're just at this point, we're just looking for storylines. Okay, speaking of tag team wrestling, why did we have Shelton Benjamin, MVP, and there was like two other people? Too much going on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the Fight Club.
Exactly.
And all this stuff.
Yeah.
But then bringing it back to the AEW pay-per-view, dude, Rey Fénix and Penta, who are two of the hottest going right now, they put them in the battle royal. Why could they put them in a three-way with the Young Bucks and the Jurassic Parks or whatever? And they that even would have shined that up a little bit, right?
Yeah. Again, I guess they're trying to be different and allowing some of the other guys to.
Maybe because Nicolette and I have seen what works, especially, I mean, so far at the Lucha Expo, there was no bad matches. I mean, from the beginning, when they put Mariachi Loco and Little Chono against Phoenix Star and Zokri, I mean, just from the beginning, it just popped. And then, you know, Papi La Mascara, they teamed him I can't remember who. You know what the first Lucha Expo would really, when we talk about getting out of your comfort zone and rolling the dice, they put Brody King and Black Dallas together, and I said, man, who is this guy's a freaking genius? Because that team was freaking scary, and they looked good. I can't remember who they wrestled, but I mean, it really went well. So I think if you have the funds or whatever, I don't see why that can't happen. I know Brody's with New Japan, but if they would have brought Brody King and Black Dottos to wrestle at that pay-per-view, it would have stole the show easily. Or Mecha Wolf and Bestia. you know, a three-way with the Young Bucks, Mecha Wolf and Bestia, Black Taros, and Brody King. They're going to blow the roof off that place, man. Anyways, I can't get, you know, too crazy or whatever because, you know, Christopher Daniels, I've known him forever. I don't know if he can't have anything to do with the booking, I don't think, because he would have really, you know, mixed it up a little bit or whatever. I don't know what's going on, but I just hate to see something that was so good get to people jumping off of scissor jacks and, you know, missing tables and getting concussions. But anyways, for the people listeners, you know, I really appreciate you guys, you know, hanging with us at the beginning. You know, my mixed martial arts person wasn't able to come on, but at least we got Danny Limelight Rivera. It's good to see somebody like him getting to where he's getting today, so we appreciate it. Nicolette Marie, anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, really quick, I want to plug both of our social medias. I don't know, Fabi, if you get a lot of friend requests. I do get a few friend requests, and I don't know who a lot of the people are. I actually declined Fernando like 4 times, and then Simon was like, no, that's the guy that booked us for the OC drive-in. And I was like, oops, I thought he worked for King of the Cage. So I was like, sorry, Fernando, but I found him. I am on Instagram, at Nicolette by Nature _. Fabi is Fabi _Chulo. On Facebook, Fabi is Fabi Chulo. I am Nicolette Marie. Please make sure you add us. If it takes a long time for the friend request to be approved, please let us know who you guys are and that you guys listen to the Wrestle Boss podcast. And then I do want to promote really quick Fight Club OC Drive-In. A lot more is opening up in Orange County. I did not get to hear your guys' show on Friday, but I think that you guys said that Steve said it's $60 per car.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
There's only a few spots left.
Okay. Cheyenne and I are going as fans, so we just came up $60. So we're going to find out what restaurant is open out there in Orange County because now restaurants are opening back up. There's a lot of good people on the card. It's Fidel Bravo I saw, Shamu, Phoenix Star. I call him Zorks, but it's Zokery. Legacy's on the card, Superboy's son. I'm looking so forward to that match. I didn't want to tell the boys, but I'm like, oh, my gosh, Legacy's on the card. That's so awesome. So I hope that we can stay for the main event because I want to see him work. Yeah. I'm going to go tell Superboy hi, too. Gates open up at 6 o'clock, and the first match is at 7. Shout out to Fernando, and I want to try to get him on the show because it looks like he works with MMA and wrestling. So maybe one of the Tuesdays we can have him on for the last 30 minutes. So I'm definitely going to talk to Fernando when I see him.
Yeah, we could put him in the MMA segment for sure because I got a lot. I have so much to talk about there because there's so much. Bellator's got not only Saturday but Friday night, a full show on Friday, full show on Saturday. So I wanted to talk to somebody about that, but no big deal. RJ Productions called. He's got a show on October 12th. He booked me. I couldn't even remember who he told me who my partner is, but we're going to wrestle against Power Baby Genesis and Hottest, which is going to be huge. I mean, that Power Baby Genesis is the exotico of the exotico, so that's going to be pretty cool.
And I heard Madness and Puma Negro are on that card as well.
Yes, absolutely. So it's starting to pick up a little bit, so hopefully, you know, we can start doing some stuff. So Michael Parks, UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com, make sure you check that out. He's been working to get some stuff together or whatever. So real quick, Michael Parks, give us some of that social media that you got going.
You can, hey, I'm on Facebook under Michael Aaron Parks. I'm actually on Twitter and Instagram under Michael Parks. So hit me up if you got questions about the company. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and just to let the people know, you and Manny, the co-owner, we all went to go see Mecha Wolf, Damien, and Bestia at the Wrestling Guy store and, you know, developed a relationship with them because that's what we want to bring. We want to get these guys down here or whatever. So hopefully, you know, we can work that out, get them down here. But we don't want to bring them for a stupid drive-in or whatever. We want to bring them to where the people can come and sit down and watch the matches and have a good time. So how's everything going with that, Mike? You guys still got everything? Like, I know you got a working relationship, but as soon as this COVID's over, we should be able to bring those guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to have Damien one more time. After 23 years, it would be a blast to have him wrestle on another show.
I'll tell you this. I will help you. Vito Fratelli and Diane, when we were at the photo shoot, they were bragging about the belts and all that stuff. So I'll tell you what. If you put myself and Damien against Diane and Vito Fratelli, I promise I won't let you down. How's that? And then we can put Damien, Bestia and... Mecha Wolf against High Risk. I said, ooh, that'd be a good show. How about that? Ooh, would you consider that, Michael
Parks? That's a good match. That's a good match right there.
Yeah.
That's a good match right there.
Close. It's getting close, man. I think we're going to have – it's either going to be in Torrance or the city of L.A. So we'll keep – Michael Parks will keep everybody posted on that. I'm glad to see that the independent wrestlers are starting to make a little bit of a comeback. Hopefully get this crap out of the way, get these people in there with some masks, and we should be all right. So, Michael Parks, big thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Somebody
hey, no problem.
I want to talk some news because he's been to quite a few shows, and he's put many shows on with big people, so he knows what we're talking about and what it takes to do it. So, Nicolette Maria, many thank yous for coming on. We appreciate it. Thank you, Bobby. Sorry about the little bit of a mix-up at the beginning, but, you know, I just want the show to be number one. So, with all that being said, we'll talk about Vampiro next show, see what happened, because he was supposed to be on, but, you know, it kind of fell through. So, we'll make sure we keep everybody updated on that. Don't forget, you can check us out here every Tuesday from 7 to 8:30. We'll see everybody here next week. We'll be right back next Tuesday. See you then.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.